The U.S. Geological Survey says it is checking water quality along the U.S. East Coast for possible health issues in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. Riverkeepers Hudson River Program Director Philip Musigas says Sandy's enormous storm surge caused widespread pollution of the Hudson River and New York Harbor by a variety of toxic chemicals.
Oil, gasoline, industrial chemicals, paint, solvents, oil and fuel from damaged ships. The scope and the level of destruction and flooding that were caused by the storm have flushed enormous amounts of debris and pollutants into the Hudson River, and we're very concerned about how this is affecting the estuary and the ecosystem.
Floodwater collected in Lower Manhattan tested positive for two types of bacteria found in sewage, E. coli and coliform. Catherine Natto is the Water and Natural Resources Director at Environmental Advocates of New York.
All of the areas that were impacted by the storm and the storm surge are facing similar problems with their sewage overflows because New York's cities and municipalities all built their infrastructure, you know, around 100 years ago, sometimes older, and so all have a similar design. So what that means is, again, up and down the Hudson River Valley and in the Capital District, down in New York City, whenever a storm like this happens that overwhelms the sewage system, it just dumps this untreated sewage into our waters.
Experts advise avoiding flood water, wash your hands regularly, and heed any boil water advisories. Environment New York Executive Director David Van Leeuwen says cities can take steps to more effectively deal with flooding.
One of the best solutions to this problem is capturing the rain and letting it soak into the soil like it would naturally, using systems like green roofs and permeable pavement. New York City under Mayor Bloomberg is advancing some of the nation's most innovative and cost-effective green infrastructure programs, in part because it's good for our rivers and our health, and in part because it's a cost-effective solution to an extremely expensive problem. So the water pollution problems that we see from storms like Sandy are very serious indeed. Unfortunately, we're also seeing them from just about any storm that drops a lot of water.
Catherine Natto says storms resulting from climate change may be the new norm for New York weather.
Well, things are changing. New York's climate is changing, and we're going to have to deal with much heavier rainfalls that come down in a quicker period of time that will overwhelm our sewage systems and send raw sewage into our waters. And these are the same waters our kids play in, the same waters our neighbors fish in, and the same waters, in some cases, that we get our drinking water from. So what needs to happen now is New York needs to learn from what happened here with Sandy and begin working towards upgrading our sewage systems and making sure that we are keeping raw sewage out of our waterways.
The New York City Department of Environmental Protection has declared that its water is safe to drink. A DEP official says watershed area reservoirs north of the city are being monitored closely with extra testing in the wake of the storm. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.